Good morning. Thank you. I hear welcome back because I feel like all that I've been doing lately is traveling. I returned from California so that I could be with you last week. Then I went to Synod Assembly in Loveland, Colorado. And tomorrow I head back to California for a couple of weeks. I heard Loretta's going to take over for me one of those Sundays.
Thank you.
You'll be just fine. Everyone will help, right?
Yes.
I do appreciate how people step up and step in when I am gone. I really do appreciate the ability to go back and see my husband one more time because I had promised him long ago that I would be there for his birthday. He turned 60 on the 24th, so keep that in mind. I know. So I'll be with him and check up on him. So thank you once again for stepping up and stepping in and allowing me that opportunity to be with them. We have a few announcements. On Monday, our food pantry volunteers are Jan Nelson and Linda Champlin. On Wednesday at 1:30, we have an ELCW presentation with Bill Hawley. It's my understanding that it will also be on Facebook Live for those of us who will be unable to attend in person. So I'm hoping that we have that taped so that other people can see it at a time of their choosing because I think it's going to be very, very important. The idea of mental health is one that is such a challenge. There's such a great stigma about mental health. And I think the recent news about how a famous celebrity couldn't wait to be inducted into a Hall of Fame before taking her own life should really put to the forefront that this can happen to anyone. And we need to be so conscious of one another and the signs that might lead us to check up on people and make sure that they're all right. So I'm hoping that those of you who are able to attend that presentation in person can do so, and otherwise I hope that it will be available for the rest of us. Also, on Wednesday at 5:30 is youth group. It's my understanding that is their last youth group for the year. Thank you to everyone who has assisted with the youth group, especially those who have prepared meals for them. If you have stayed to help serve, you see how much the children have loved the meals that have been so lovingly prepared for them. And I thank you on their behalf for what you have done. There will be no Bible study on Tuesday, but it will return the following week. We are studying women of the Bible, and those who are involved in the study have each chosen at least one woman, and they will be researching their women and giving a presentation on it. So if that sounds like something that you would like to engage in, please join us not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. Michelle, I believe that you have the list of those women who have already been taken and that you have dates that people have been signing up. So I need to put myself on that sign-up list for my individual. Are there any other announcements we need to take care of? If not, please stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us gather together and sing, "The strife is over, the battle is done." It is number 366. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, everybody. And Pastor said that it was nice of me to step forward. My arm still hurts.
We'll just put a hot compress on it.
Okay. God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 11th chapter of Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times, then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remember the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' And then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read responsibly Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven and heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created.
Who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all depths.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, death and
mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the 21st chapter of Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This should be the shortest sermon I should ever have to preach. Love one another. The end. Go forth and do it. But I think you want a little bit more than that. First of all, I think we need to see the context in which our gospel lesson today is placed. It begins with these words, "When he had gone out." When who had gone out? Do you know who has just left the room? It is not Elvis. Elvis has not left the building, but who has? Judas has left the building. Judas has left the building. This is the beginning of what is called the farewell discourse. So Jesus has just washed the feet of his disciples. They have just sat down to a wonderful meal. And Jesus has predicted that one of them will betray him. And we know who that is, and so did Jesus. And he gave that piece of bread to Judas and told him that what he needed to do quickly. None of the other disciples really knows why Jesus has said this to Judas and why Judas has left the room. Maybe he's going to do some other errand, pay some bills, go get ready for something else that is going to go on, maybe give a contribution to widows and orphans. They don't really know why Judas has gone out, but Jesus does. Jesus, in the Gospel of John, knows all sorts of things. He knows that someone is going to betray him, and he knows which one it is. He knows that someone is going to deny him, and he knows who that is. And yet, what does he do? We're told in the beginning of this chapter, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved them to completion. He washes their feet. He teaches them. He prays for them. So Judas has left the building. And instead of pointing out what Judas is about to do and what the consequences of his action will be, Jesus focuses on his mission in the world. He talks about being glorified and of glorifying the one who has sent him. He tells his disciples, his little children, that he will be with them for only a little while longer, and that where he is going, they cannot follow. This conversation will continue with Peter asking, well, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus saying, where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow after. And Peter's response will be, well, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus will respond by predicting Peter's threefold denial of him. So knowing of this betrayal, knowing of this denial, Jesus gives his disciples his parting words. He isn't blaming them for their past or their future failures, but he's preparing them for what is about to come, telling them that although he is going away, he is not abandoning them. In chapters to come, he will tell them about the Paraclete, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will be with them to comfort and strengthen and guide them and teach them when he is not with them. But in today's lesson, he focuses on the need for the disciples to live together in community, to love one another as he has loved them. Jesus tells them that he is giving them a new commandment. If he had just said, love one another, someone probably would have interrupted to say, Jesus, love is not a new commandment, it is an old commandment. And they would have been right. Throughout Scripture, we see that command to love. But what is new about the commandment are the words that Jesus adds, as I have loved you. So what does it mean to love one another as Jesus has loved? To understand this, we need to look at how Jesus has demonstrated that love. We see when we do that it encompasses all sorts of actions, from the everyday to the extraordinary. Although Jesus is speaking of the love that the disciples need to have for one another, it is clear from the Gospels that that love includes those outside that small community of faith, extending even to those who are hostile to Jesus. Yesterday, I went onto YouTube, and I found a video from Westminster Abbey where Sir David Suchet read the Gospel of John. It took about 2.5 hours. It was interesting to listen to the gospel in its entirety, read without the chapter and verse markings that were added long after the original text was written, to hear the overarching themes in the gospel. Believe in God, believe in Christ whom God has sent, eternal life, love. I listened to the various ways that Jesus showed love to his disciples and others. I've read the Gospel of John many, many, many times. But it's been infrequent that I've actually listened to it and tried to listen to it all at once to hear those themes. And as I listened, I heard of Jesus preaching and teaching, of how he respected the dignity of others, how he knelt and washed the feet of his disciples, how he approached the woman who was caught in adultery, how he spoke to the woman at the well, how he fed the hungry, how he forgave those who nailed him to the cross, how he prayed for them over and over again, how he prayed for them. Jesus demonstrated his love for his disciples even though they failed him. Jesus washes the feet of Judas and feeds him, knowing that he is going to betray him. He washes the feet of Peter and feeds him, even though he knows Peter will deny him. He washes the feet of the others and feeds them, even though he knows that they will not stand with him during his time of greatest distress. He shows that the love he is talking about is not based on any sort of worthiness on the part of those to whom that love is given. He tells his followers to love in the same way. He knows that they need to love one another in order to face what lies ahead. In those difficult times ahead, during his crucifixion, during his time in the tomb, and even after his resurrection, they will have difficult days and they will need one another. So how do we love as Jesus did? By ourselves, I think it's impossible. Because people fail us. They disappoint us. And sometimes they're really, really difficult to love. We can love as Jesus did only because of Jesus and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The love that Jesus has for us is so deep that it is beyond our human understanding. And look at Jesus. Even though we fall short in the ways in which we follow him, he still loves us. He asks that we love one another the same way, even when we hurt one another, even when we disappoint one another, even when we are called to love one another. It is through our acts of love and service that we point the way for the world to see the love of God made known through Jesus the Messiah. So love one another. In this world today, how much we need to stand together. How difficult the circumstances of our lives may become. We need each other. Let us love one another, no matter what. Let us love one another as Jesus has loved us. Amen. Let us join together in the hymn of the day. Now all the vault of heaven resounds. It is number 367.
Thank you.
That hymn began, "Now all the vault of heaven resounds in praise of love that still abounds. Christ has triumphed, he is living." That is our Easter song. Let us join together as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Loving God, lead us to follow your Spirit rather than our own prejudices or desires as the church cares for one another. Open us to perceive your gifts in those we least expect. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Inspire us to praise you through the beauty and majesty of the natural world around us, especially the beauty of the area in which we live. Urge us toward more deliberate care of the world you have made. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Humble the rulers of nations before your splendor. Direct them to the people who need their attention most, and turn them from the temptation to hoard wealth or power. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hasten to dwell among those who are in pain or distress, especially those on our prayer chain and those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. As Christ enters our deepest suffering, remain with those experiencing despair and great need. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Place holy love at the center of all our relationships and communities. By your love, heal us, convict us, and renew us. Bring an end to racism in our churches and communities. Let everyone know your goodness by the love we show one another. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us a place in the diverse company of your beloved saints. Teach us the value of each person's identity and bless us with a shared identity as your children, kindred of Christ. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for sending your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory song, Give Thanks.
Give thanks. hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you sent light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Receive this blessing as you go out in service to the world. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Let us join together in our sending song, On the Way Rejoicing. It is number 537.